The person could see every Shabbos, kimat every bocher that doesn't know the halachas could be nichshel and hilchos kosher. It's also negera. Recently, Zanaya Zach, they're trying to make a kind of tzitzis that in 2 minutes you could make a pair of tzitzis. Takes a minute till 2 minutes to make a whole pair of tzitzis. It's a new patent. It's already patent. And there's a big shout out to Alocha and all the poskim if you could use it or not. The people that say that you could use it. And then I'm sure I have a set of the tzitzis here. So it takes a second to do the whole tzitzis. The people that time it for this set, the time that people buy today tzitzis, most people don't have koyach, they don't know how to do it. Who knows who does it? Who knows what is the kashas? Maybe they have a new way that takes a second to make all the four kanfes with all the krichas and the ksharim, and it's exactly in the right way, in the right amount. And for sure we have to know good hilchos kosher to see if takas is good or is not good. So let me get the Ramosh state in the Vis in Hilchis Eidus that to pass on a person that is Mechalal Shabbos for Eidus, it's only if he doesn't know the Halachas. We have to tell him before the Halachas. Zeg the Ramosh, the Moshlem Halachas that people don't know, like Hilchis Koisha. Why is this Hilchis Koisha? People could think that they know, and the Masa they don't know Hilchis Koisha. It's two Shittas and Hilchis Koisha. Shita Sarambam and Shita Saramo. Shita Sarambam is as a Kesher Dei Raise has to have two Tnoim to be a Kesher Dei Raise. The first Tnai, Kesher Umon. The second Tnai, Kesher Leoilom. Midairaisa yinat chayev till you make a kesher uman. I don't know exactly what is a kesher uman. What they do in the boats to catch the boats or the camels when they go, they have a special kesher. This is kesher uman. Chutz from that, it has to be le'oilom. If it's missing one of these tnoim, it says nishken le'oilom, or there is nishken kesher uman, it's nish deiraisa. Midrabonon, it's also to do other a kesher umon, other a kesher la'olam, even if it's not umon. So midrabonon, you need two conditions, umon ve'la'olam. Midrabonon, other la'olam, other umon. If it's not la'olam, and it's not umon, lefi the Rambam, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Shita saramo, is no din of kesher uman. It's three conditions. If it's le'oilom, a half a year, deiraisa. If it's more from a week, it's derabanan. If it's less from 24 hours, it's mutter. A half a year, deiraisa. More from a week, derabanan. Less than 24 hours, it's mutter. In between 24 hours, in 7 days, lekatchila not to do it. A lot of shittas b'shas atchak or b'dvar mitzvah, we can make a zayin, but lemaisa better not to do it. Not to do it. So we pass it like the Ramo. You know, a kesher for a half a year is the raisa, for a week, more from a week is the rabbanon. Less than 24 hours, you're allowed to do the kesher. Lekatchila. We also choishesh to the Rambam, and we don't do kesher uman even lezman. Dehainu, we don't do a kesher le'olam midoraisa. We don't do a kesher for a week midorabanan, only less than 24 hours. But even less than 24 hours, we will not do a kesher uman. What is kesher uman? A double knot. A double knot is a kesher uman. For sure it's not a real kesher uman. Kesher uman is in the boats, b'derech klal. But we choshesh, maybe the Rambam is right, and we don't do a double knot. I want maybe to explain. I see a lot of people have a mistake here. I want to explain. Every person and his shoe, to make it close, you do one knot and one bow. Right? And every shoe, b'derech klal, on a, suppose in Eretz Yisrael they do. One kesher and one bow. This is kosher d'oraisa. This is called the kesher d'oraisa. But you do in your shoe, this is kesher d'oraisa. Why are you allowed to do it in your shoe? Because you do it less than 24 hours. If you do a double knot, the reason you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos, I also do it for a little bit, because we choshish to the Rambam, zog the Ramo, that maybe every double knot is already a kesher umon that is also afilu lezman. One knot, one, in a bow, what is in every shoe, this is a kesher d'oraisa, just the heter to do it is because it's also lezman. A double knot, the reason we don't do it, we were brought up not to do a double knot, because we choishish to the Rambam, Epshel said the Rabbanon. But we think Alamor knot, this knot is the Rabbanon. This is the Rabbanon. We choishish to the Rabbanon, so we don't do the double knot. But the Iker knot is what we do in the shoe, just it's mutter because we do it lezman. Now, Be'etzem, we have to know, a knot, what is a knot? What we do in the shoe is called a knot, and on top of it, a bow. A nivo al gabi kesho. Why did they hear it close? Because in the gear also to the other kind of alochas, we said the tzitzis alochas. A knot is, the first time you go into the shoe, you tie it once, thus haste a knot midoy raisa be'etzem. Now why? Only when you do the bow on top you chayev. Because when a person makes a knot, one knot, it will open. Zotkom shnum ezav in Oyerbach. Lemoshel, you have a metal knot, a metal wire. A metal wire. You're not allowed to do in Shabbos even once. If you do once, you chayev skila, they kill you. If you take a metal knot, a metal string, and you tie it once, it normally it doesn't run back. So it's chayev midei reise. B'meile. Zog de Ramo, when you do in your shoe, the bottom knot is the knot. Normally it runs away. So I take a bow and I hold it. You either the bow is not a kesher midei reise. But be'etzen, the knot is done, that in the bottom is a kesher, and on top of it I have a bow. So the bow is machzik the kesher in the bottom. The bow is machzik the kesher in the bottom, and duch dem echovdo amelech es kosher. And duch dem echovdo amelech es kosher. Echovdo amelech es kosher. So Mela, we have to know that in every shoe we have a kesher. So the marshal, sometimes you have lazy people. They tie their shoe, and then they slip it off. So chutz from the chisaron to be lazy, lemaise, if they tie the shoe in Shabbos, could be the chayav skile. If they're not planning to open it, okay, maybe a half a year, it's shvel to zogin. But if it's over a week, it's the rabbanon. And lekatchil even over 24 hours. We'll see later what happens in a bocher that was planning to tie a shoe and to open it normally. Just he became lazy in the middle. He had a bad mood, throws away his shoes. Now the nice of the kesher will be 24 hours. But when he tied the shoe, he was not planning to keep it for 24 hours. Okay, we'll see, we'll get to it, Mirza Hashem, Bli Neder. Now, I want first to have it closed. Lemoshel, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos has a psak that it's a lot of time Nageya, some people have Shabbos shoes. Last Motzi Shabbos, they were too tired, Lama Zog, and they came back late Motzi Shabbos, they pulled off their shoes. They pulled off their shoes. This knot they did already Shabbos morning, they pulled it off. Now, they come next Shabbos. They came late Friday, they didn't manage to get dressed. About Shabbos morning, he's going somewhere, he wants to take his Shabbos shoes. He takes out the Shabbos shoes, and there's no double knot. There's a normal knot with a bow. You're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. Because it's like, this is mamish also to open. Why? It's a normal knot that's done already for a week. Was done for a week. A kesher that is done for a week is a kesher de'eraisa, or a kesher de'rabbanan at least. And if you open it, you matir, and you chayev. Zochim shel mezam in Oyerbach. He has a chkira. What would be, l'moshal, a person did one knot before Shabbos, the second knot he does in Shabbos. Second knot he does in Shabbos. Could be his chayev chatos. Why? Because you're right that he did the first one before Shabbos, but the second one is also a knot. Every double knot, be'etzim, is two knots. A double knot. One, two. Every knot is a double knot, be'etzim. Now, instead of a nivo al gabi kesher, he did a kesher al gabi kesher. Our shoe is called a nivo al gabi kesher. One is called a kesher. So if you did the one before Shabbos, you do the second one in Shabbos, the second one is a reason to be chayav. I tell you where it's nageya, a lot of times I see a lot of amiratzim, they pick up the tzitzis in Shabbos and it's a little bit open. So they want to, the kesher becomes a little bit open, so they throw in the tzitzis. This is chiyuv skile. This is pashtus chiyuv skile. As a knot, they made, even if one knot was done, only the second one was running away. Schiv skile. The tzitzit opens in Shabbos, nothing will happen. But to do this, it's a shayla from de'eraisa. Here's mamash de'eraisa. I know some people tell it that by them it opens the whole time anyway, so it's not kesher shel kayom. But it's not a poshut. If a person has a kavanah to make a kesher shel kayom, it's not a poshut that it's not considered. But Ravadi, you're not allowed to do it. There's no shayla about it. To mechazik yitzitzis in Shabbos, so isu melocha from kosher. Again, vital. A person goes to a shul. You have a sefer Torah. So today, the new shuls are ready for the glila. They have like a clipper that goes in. But if you go to the shtiblach, the old ones, you have this little thing that goes around and around and around and around. And then you have to make a kesher. So what you do? A kosher, a double knot, you think it's awesome. You do a knot and then a bow. Say it. It's a kesher. No what? It's lizman. When is the next time they will use it? So if you're in the first minyan, Avalon is on you're in Mincha Shabbos. So the best chance they will use it Monday, Sheni Vechamishi. You have shuls that only work in Shabbos anyway. Alamazon, you have people that go to the mountains. Yeah? Okay, it's a different problem. But so they go to the mountains. Now the next time they reach a fatah in the mountains will be next week, next summer. It's over half a year. He's getting the last glila. So you see, every chosh of a person will never do a knot and a bow when he gets glila. No chosh of a person will do it. You tell me no choshev people get glile. So if Mazalman Birim Shemazalman Oyerbach would go to Zichron Moshe, he would ask for glile. Says glile is a mitzvah eser de'eraisa. As if it's a malbisho yumechavdo in a father, it's malbisho yumechavdo in a sefer Torah. And while people are mevazet, Alam Orim Shemazalman says, ich will the glile. Ich will the glile. So you see choshev people doing glile. They will never do a kesher and a knot. Now, we'll see some people will think, oh, okay, I've been klug, I got a glile. It happened to me once, before I learned Hilchei Shabbos, I knew this problem, but I didn't know Hilchei Shabbos. And I was davening in Al-Zabira in a shul. And because I got glile from Mincha. Because I knew it was a problem. So what I'll do? So I decided, you know, after Motzei Shabbos, I will come down and I will open it. So maybe I have a desk to do it for 2 hours. I came, the shul was closed. Maybe anyway, it's already, it's das lizman. We'll see later that pashtus, it doesn't help. It doesn't help to plan to open it and be not to be over aveir. I had 5 years ago a big masu matin with Rabbi Yashiv. What would be if a person will make one knot, and on top of it, instead of doing a bow, he will put a piece of scotch tape. It also can run away. So the beginning of Rabbi Yashiv wanted to say, maybe it's kosher. Then Rabbi Yashiv said, no, it has to be from the strings. If Stam something is holding it, that's hesnish can kosher. More than that, it was a big shaila. Some people are telling that even if you make one knot, so what is the eitz in the glila? What do you do in the glila? You make one knot, and then you go around and you push it to the sides. And Bnei Brak, if you learn Hilchos Kilayim very good, Shteit Klo, that if you make one knot and you push it in the other sides inside, it's also Kilayim. Tchivo, Shteit Tchivo, Savi Kilayim. So, Lefi, if you learn the sugyas in Kilayim, Lefi, the Derech HaMulef and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Kum Toish, that for sure it's Kilayim. So I send him a letter, and he said that B'cheshben it's right that it's Kilayim, or B'lemai said the minig is to be makel, to do in Glile, to make one knot, and then to push it in the sides, and this is enough for the minig is to make. We'll see later about what is the Teirim Lemaise, what is the Eitzel Lemaise. Lemaise, some people do Glile. What is the Eitzel to Melamed Tzchus? And some people that do the knot and the bow. But Lemaise, most Choshev people are Nimna not to do it. I want first to finish the Yisodis, and then we'll go into the Pratim. A double knot you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to do a double knot in Shabbos? Because we Choshesh. To Shitas Arambam, that Maisa Umen is also Rafilu Lezman. We choshesh that Maisa Umen is also Rafilu Lezman. Maybe a double knot you're not allowed to do even for 5 minutes. This is the reason you're not allowed to do a double knot in Yeshu. For sure, it's only a Yisro De Rabbanan. There's no tzad of the Yisro De Raisa. It's Lezman. Lezman is never De Raisa. The marshal, a lot of times, you see in the winter, some people have coats, and they have like a belt. But I don't know why, the minhag of the yeshiva bochum is, you don't put the belt in the holes, you just tie it twice. You tie it twice. You have to know in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Ah, you see in America, a lot of people do it. So to melamed zchus, not to yell on everyone that is over on the rabbonon, if you don't do it very tight, Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to. He brings down in the old days in Yerushalayim, so the ladies had like a kind of tichol or something, that they did a double knot. Either Ramos says not to do a double knot. It's like a double knot is only if it's mehudok heiter. If it's not mehudok heiter, if it's not so strong, maybe you're allowed to do a double knot. Later is. זה יחתים קצת to use it with a cooler, this משתם וזלמן. Now, what happens a lot of times, first, the practical halachas. A person makes a knot and a bow and a shoe, like normally we said a normal kesher and a shoe, and the heter is because it's made lezman. During the day, what happens is the bow breaks, opens, and you blow it with a double knot. You're allowed to open the shoe, or you're not allowed to open the shoe? Sure, it happens, Kimad Alamo. You're allowed to open the shoe, or you're not allowed to open the shoe? So some people have as amaratis with one hand, if you could do it with one hand, yeah, this is garnish. Zog de chazanish, you're allowed to open the shoe. Why? Because be'etzem it doesn't make sense that you're not allowed to tie a double knot in Shabbos. Lezman is muter, das ist nicht kein Kesher Rumen. Das ist Kesher Rumen. It's not a Kesher Rumen. It's made, das ist Kesher Rumen, every kid can do it. Know what? Klal Yisrael will make Kabel to listen to the Ramo, and to be choishish to the Rambam, and not to make double knots. Be'etzem is bichlal, what we think that this is kosher alamol, this is golish mit nish, that is a chumrele. When Klal Yisrael decided to make Kabel to be knowing in it, they decided that if they'll get stuck in Shabbos and they can't take off the shoes, they'll be allowed to open the shoes. That's like the Chazon Ish. B'shas b'kabbalah et klal Yisrael, they'll mekabel that if a beer shas atchak. So the marshal, if you have a couple different pairs of shoes, you're not allowed to open that shoe to put this on. But if you don't have a different shoe, then you need to put this shoe on. Or you're stuck with a shoe on your foot. The mokum tzal, zok the Chazon Ish, klal Yisrael will not mekabel to be machmir not to open the double knot. But if it's not a mokum tzal, let me get a bissel to the lumdus of kosher, and from that was this is the aleph. This is yisaidus before you start kosher. This is poshut the aleph yisaidus versus meleches kosher in the Torah. Let me get a bissel to the lumdus, and from here we'll get a shtickle to the avonas advarim and meleches kosher. The Welt hot achkire. What is meleches kosher? What is the heft of meleches kosher? The heft of meleches kosher is chibur. Or the chefze of meleches kosher is kosher. I'll be masked. The first tzad, the meleches kosher is chibu. What is chibu? You're not allowed to build in Shabbos. You're not allowed to sew in Shabbos. As meleches, you're not allowed to put things together. Teufer, boine, is another way to put two things together, to make a knot. This is one way. Kosher is from the family of Meleches Chibur. Boine, Teufel, Kosher, other than that. Kosher is Bichlal no Shaykhis to the family of Chibur. You're not allowed to write in Shabbos. You're not allowed to make Kesher. Kesher is a nice thing, as a nice Kesher. You're not allowed to put in the light. You're not allowed to put Kesher. Not because it Kesher is the Meleches Achibur. One side, the Chefze Meleches Kosher is from the Meleches Achibur. The other tzad is not from the Meleches Achibur. The Chavetz of Meleches Kosher, the Gedder of the Meleches of Meleches Kosher, is not the Chibur Shaboy. It's the Meleches Kosher. Lemosho, what is the Machlekes? You're allowed to do Tfira Lezman or not? You're allowed to sow Lezman or not? To sow Lezman. You're allowed to or not? Some place can say, we learn from kosher. If kosher is mutar lezman, sewing is mutar lezman. Sewing lezman means closing diapers. It's also sewing. Sticking papers is also sewing. You want to close the diapers and to open them. You do it only for a little bit. Tfira lezman. You're allowed to do tfira lezman or not? Some place can say, yeah, you're allowed to do tfira lezman. I will learn it out from kosher. Some place say, what are the shaykhs? Tfira is meleches chibur. I'm not allowed to build a binyan lezman, I'm not allowed to make a tfira lezman. The diaper is different here. Masha'enkin kosher, kosher is a kind of meloche as his kosher. Lezman is nishkin kosher. So the Avne Nezer learned that kosher lezman is not because the chibur is not a good chibur. The meleches kosher is a meleches kosher, and lezman is nishkin kosher. זאת דעת נזר, לפי דם חומרה גדולה מאוד ולא רואיסי נזורים בזה. It says, if you take a tefillin from your friend, from a gmach, from your friend, and the size of the tefillin is not exactly in the size of your head. So you change the knot, you change the kesher of the tefillin to fit it to your head. Tomorrow when you're giving it back to him, you have to change back the kesher to his size. So it means that when the tefillin on your head was a kesher lezman, lo yotza yedei tefillin. Kesher lezman is nishkin kesher. Kesher lezman is nishkin kesher. So the amazer v'le roisi shenizorim b'ze, u'mitzvah lefarsim to tell them that they're not yotza tefillin. So the amazer v'zalman Oyerbach, I never saw no one that is makpid on it. Avada is your nice mitzvah. So this is one of Kemina. What is kosher? Kosher is a chibur or kosher is not a chibur? I'll bring you one raya, and from here we'll learn another halacha that a lot of bochim don't know it. The Ramah says like this. We said that Be'etzem, to make a knot in Shabbos, you don't need to have a double knot like people have a mistake. One knot is a knot. Just normally it runs away. So So you need to have a bowl to hold it. What would be if you do a kesher b'roi shachut? Know what is a kesher b'roi shachut? What a lot of people do in the edge of the tzitzis, they don't want it to open, they make like a little knot. If you do this in Shabbos, you chayev skile. You chayev skile. It's melocha de'iraisa. There's no deal of a double knot. If you do it for 2 minutes to show someone, it's a kesher l'zman. This is chayev skile. Zok de Rambo, this is a kesher l'zman. You're not allowed to do it even as man. So a lot of times, nafkamina, you have a tzitzis, oh, you find a knot, a mistake. So you want to open it in Shabbos, it's not so nice. You're not allowed to open it. It's a kesher gomu. As I pass in the Rambo. Again, lezman is the Rambo. No, ilam is the rice. But some people, oh, the tzitzis opens, they make a knot, it's a kesher gomu. A lot of time you have skipping ropes and it has a knot. You're not allowed to open the knot in Shabbos. It's kesher b'roi shachut. A lot of times you find it in your shoe. And a mistake, one of the sides of the strings got a knot. Again, if it's lizman, maybe you're allowed to. Or the marshal, this is much more matzui. A person takes out his coat after the whole summer that it didn't rain. He takes out his coat and he sees on the belt is like a knot. And the mistake, one of the sides of the belt got a knot. Say, oh, but not gishmak. Normally he has two to catch the knot to run away, but it was an extra one. So when he's here for a half a year, he opens it in Shabbos, could be his chayav chatas, matir. Every zakhla is kosher, is an insult to zayna matir. Mikol Mekoyim, Zog in the Welt, aber steht der Klar, that Meleches Koysher doesn't have to put two things together. In that case, in Rosh Achut, you're not putting two things together. Now, the Mishnah Bura has another Chumre, we'll see about this in Negea. A Kesher that people do Le'oilom. You're not allowed to do it lezman. Shitas ha-Mishneh Brura, a knot that most people do le'olam, you're not allowed to do him lezman. Again, there's no vote. If it's a vote in chibur, that chibur lezman is muter, I'm doing the chibur lezman. It's a shame ma'ase kesher. Ma'ase kesher is a kesher that people do le'olam. If this kesher people do le'olam, it has a shame of a chevtzev a ma'ase kesher. If it has a shame of a chevtzev a ma'ase kesher, it's also to do it even lezman. So we bring two rayos that the ma'ase kesher is also. Roi shachut, and shittas ha-mishne brure, it's negeh to everyone again, every Shabbos we'll see about, that a kesher that people do le'olam, you can't do it lezman. You can't do it lezman. Now, there's another raya fakert that the meleches kosher is not to do the knot. The ikar kosher is to put two things together. One raya, the Mishneh Brura says, if a person has a knot and a shoe, but he can't manage to open the knot. So he wants to take his scissors and to cut it on the side. He's one of the people that cut bags in Shabbos also, yeah? So you could cut a string also. If he cuts bags, he could cut strings. So he opens potato chips. So now there are potato chips. He wanted to take out his foot from his shoe. It's also tzerech Shabbos. So he knows he's not allowed to open a knot in Shabbos. So he takes his scissors. It's not muktzel. It's tzerech gufa mekoyim. He's allowed to pick up the scissors. He picks up the scissors and he cuts the string. Zog the Mishneh Brura. He's over a matir. He never opened the place of the knot. He opened the edge of the string. Stated in the Mishneh Brura that the chefzer of Meleches Kosher was not the chefzer of the kesher, but the two things that got connected through the kesher. Meile, if you cut it in the side, you also matim. Ein raya. The zweite raya is much more wichtig. What is the zweite raya? In Rambam state, Hapoisel chavolim b'shabes chayev. What is a poisel chavolim? What is a poisel chavolim? He wants to make a string, you know, a big rope. So a big rope is made from a lot of little strings. Like every tzitzis. If you make that string in Shabbos, you chayev chatos. It's told by the koisha. There's no knot. It's like the Rambam, but it's attached so much together, it's like a koisha. State in the Rambam that the ma'aseh kesher is to put things together. So Vayistah is both halachas are right. The ma'aseh kesher is also, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the oilam do it le'oilam, it's also. Rosh Hashanah is also. And also putting things together also gives it a Shem kosher. First, if we're holding in Poisel Chavolim, Lama Redin first a Poisel Chavolim. Zogab Shonazam and Oyerbach, Rebbe Eliashiv, and a poor Murta Midech HaChomim, that Poisel Chavolim doesn't have to be Dafka Poisel Chavolim. If you take a twister, and you do it in Shabbos, you also Poisel Chavolim. And you also Chayim Mitzat Koisha. They're sometimes in the bags of the bread. They call it a Zazach. Chayim Mitzat Koisha. Chayim Mitzat Matim. What? Not because it's metal, because you're making a string. If you have a twister, you manafshach. If you make one knot, you chayev al tkoisha because it's a metal, it doesn't run away. If you just twist it, you chayev, it's a poisel chavolim. Now, there's a big argument, what is the shiur of the twisting? It's different shmur, some people say they asked one of the Talmid Chachamim, so one person said that the Talmid Chacham said that it's mutter. Second person came and he said that the Talmid Chacham said that it's also. So they went back to the Talmid Chacham and they asked him, it's also or it's mutter? So he said, the first person asked me, you're allowed to do like this? I told him, like this? I told him mutter. The other person asked me, you're allowed to do like this? I told him also. Like this is mutter, like this, it's also. It's not about twice or once, because there's no deal of double knot anyway. The vote is, if it's already hopping together and becomes like apples together, you're not allowed to do it. It's deraisa. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein zogt, simuta, like what are the shaychas to kosher? Zogt Reb Moshe. Poisel chavolim? Poisel chavolim is when you make a rope. This is a rope. Two pieces of twisted near each other. Lemaise alek dol Yerushalayim amachmer in them. And the Eroes, the Meira Eroes is not to do it. We'll have to know in different cases, we'll see later, we'll be Mitzaref Reb Moshe Feinstein for Kulis. The Marshal, we'll see later on. Some of the Marshal gets a cookies and comes with a twister, what to do. We'll see different cases, when you mutter, when you not mutter, we have to come later to the Protim. Sometimes if Shlomo Zalman has a terim, then you're allowed to open twisters. I will be a seder, if a person wants to pack something in a bag and close it with a twister, he has to know Dosi HaMeloche. So let me gain each style. A person gets glile. So we said there's a problem to do glile in Shabbos, because if you make a knot and a bow, is a melacha. A bow is a melacha. So why some people are maker? Because they say till next Shabbos, someone will open it anyway. You're right that it's only 7 days. But the Mishnah Berurah says that for 7 days, the tzarich mitzvah, we can make it sein. But when the problem starts, you get maftir yoyna. The next time you read in Yecheskel, in Treoso, it's 3 months. So there's a Yechshash Melocha Deiraisa. So what would be the Eitzah? So what people say, the Eitzah is, when I get Azam Maftir in a place that I know that I will not open it, to have a Das to open it later. Zogt Rav Shlomo Zalman, he has 4 Rayas that it doesn't help. The first raya, and this ba'etzem, we'll see in a second, it's negatos. The Gemara says that in Shabbos, if a person doesn't have tzitzis to put in his talis, he's allowed to go with a talis without tzitzis. Why? Because the mitzvah is to put the tzitzis inside. If you can't put the tzitzis inside, you're allowed to go with talis without tzitzis. Why you can't put the tzitzis inside? Because there's a chiyuv to make kosher in the tzitzis. There's a chiyuv to make kosher in the tzitzis. And you cannot make kosher in Shabbos, but mainly you cannot make a tzitzis in Shabbos. Now here we have a gemore that meleches putting the chutim inside is a meloche that you over on meleches kosher. Now to put tzitzis in the beged in Shabbos is meleches kosher. The person who wants to come with a new trick to do tzitzis will have to check. See, he's meleches kosher or not. The gemore says, why? If your tzitzis tour in Shabbos, you're allowed to carry on walking with your tzitzis and you're not mechuyev to put in new tzitzis and you're allowed to go with a beged. Because I'm a oinus. In Shabbos, I cannot put in new tzitzis in the beged. Why I cannot put new tzitzis in the beged? Because it's an issue to make a meleches kosher in Shabbos. Fregt Rav Akiva Eiger, what is the problem? Put the tzitzis inside, and thus, the Motzei Shabbos, you'll open it to be a kesher lezman. Kesher lezman is mutter. Double knot is a chumre de aramo. It's not meikir adin. So, it doesn't matter, it's not a mess, it's not a minogim be'alme. Double knots is gone, you're allowed to do double knots. It's a meaning that Klai Yisrael and Mekabel on themselves, but now we're talking on the Gemara, before the minogim. Me'ikir adin, double knot is gone. So do the tzitzis in Shabbos, and have a das to open it Motzei Shabbos, and out to Zayim, gizun. So Rav Shlomo Zalman muchach from here, that, but listen good, because this is mamish negeh, that if you have a plan to open it because you don't want to have a avera, does chayz nishken that it's oimed to be open? Why? It says lama zogin after you tied it, someone will tell you the halacha changed. It's beseder. The one of the rabbis in America tells you, and glila you don't have to, and glila you don't have to. Glila I have rayas, glila you don't have to open. I'm saying, chas b'sholem, chas b'sholem. I'm just saying, if someone will tell you that it's a heter, if someone will tell you that it's a heter, you will change, you will not go to open it. You made glila, and you went away, and you're planning Sunday to go up again to the mountains to open it. You came to the city, and you met a choshev erov, he told you it's a lot of enough shittas that you don't have to go back. So you will not go back. So the mayor of Shem Zalman, so when you did it, you can't say it's oimed to be open. Oimed to be open is when you don't want your shoe on you. But if you're doing it because it's aveire, and if Mondi Lama Zogin, someone will tell you that it's not a problem anymore, someone will tell you if you had a das to open it, so now you could leave it. Someone will tell you, oh, and now that you had a das to open it, you could leave it. So you would leave it. So it's not oimed mitzad atzmoy. We need a mitzad atzmoy, it's oimed to be open. If mitzad atzmoy is not oimed to be open, it's not good. It means a sach rayas, the gemara in sukkah, you're not allowed to make an eged in a lulav in Shabbos. Madam a lulav tzarech eged. Why? It's a kosher. Kosher mazam, and do it, al das to open it, Motzei Shabbos. The gemara says, moitza tefillin, shusarabim, and he can't carry it, he wants to make a kosher. He can't do a kosher on Shabbos. The gemara says, in kinoy, the person has a kinoy, and based on migdosh in a tour. Also, you can't make a kasher on Shabbos. Why not make a kasher? That's to open it, Motzei Shabbos. Let me gain it's there to our ties. Siddur Azach a tie. Now, I know there's all different ways to do ties. And I'm not a mumche. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that our ties are called Aniva al Gabi Kasher. I called Aniva al Gabi Kesher. Our ties are called Aniva al Gabi Kesher. And there's a Rav Shlomo Zalman. I took my tie to Rav Eliashiv. I gave him my tie. I told him I'm allowed to do it in Shabbos. Hold it. He's looking. He didn't ask me if I did like this. Maybe he doesn't know the last way to do a tie. He told me, that's an aniva al gabi kesher. It's an aniva al gabi kesher. No, it's not a meleches umen. It's an aniva al gabi kesher. Know what? Like you tie your shoes, you tie this. It's the same thing. Aniva al gabi kesher, we do in the shoes, and we do on our neck. It's all bizarre. The same. Now, Siddur mentioned that do a tie only once in a half a year. Siddur mentioned. Aber I don't know how to do a tie. Look, Damas. So I asked a bocher to do it for me, and it came still for half a year. This is the mitzvah. Cash on the rice. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, my tie opened. So now, even if I want to do it, Lamazagam, I'm not allowed to do it. Why? Because when I do a tie, it's for half a year. When I do a tie, it's for half a year. Then my head is a melacha de'oraisa. It's a melacha de'oraisa. Now, let me tell you more for that. See, the bocherim that normally do their tie for the whole Shabbos, more than 24 hours. Like a tchile, more than 24 hours, we don't do it. So Lama Zogin, he's holding an hour before Shabbos, after Shabbos. He didn't manage. He came to Mincha, he just put it over his neck. He didn't manage to do it. And after Mincha, after Kabbalah Shabbos, he's trying to do his tie. He asked him when he planned to open it. But the Shabbos after Melavim Malka. Over 24 hours. It's not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it. To make a mechoe, midat nishmachan a mechoe, I said, the diyeved, till 7 days, Shtibur says, b'shas atchak yesh al milismach. But like at chile, you're not allowed to do it. Now it's a chayim. A bocher will say, okay, so I heard shir this week. So normally I do it before Shabbos. This week, taka again is a problem. He will chop himself after Kabbalah Shabbos. I have it on my neck. Okay, so I'm planning to open it. Tonight when I come back, I will open it. It doesn't help anymore. This week, like at chile, without a tie. Again, if someone loves dogum, makes his tie normally for 24. If someone every time after the meal opens and closes, say no. No problem. No problem. Open and close, he's the best. To be choishesh to kesher umen, I heard some briskers are choishesh that they're very good ties, thus is mamish amaisu umen. So then, like a tchil attack, we choishesh to Ramon how to do it. I mean, you can't do this, the smallest problem to do it. Because it's not mamish a kesher umen. So briskers are choishesh not to do a tie. Oh, but there's a different reason not to do a tie in Shabbos. If normally you do the tie for over 24 hours, so b'meile, if this Shabbos you're running a bit late and you want to do your tie, you're doing it now for 24 hours. What do you say? Because I reach here, I will open it after the meal. So Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, das hastig that it's not oymed lezman. Das hastig that it's not oymed lezman. Das hastig that you're doing it for over 24 hours. What is the gedorim? I don't know. I had a shayla like this. So my tie opened Shabbos. I didn't know what to do. So I had a bocher by me. Now he normally does his tie for a couple of hours. I'm allowed to ask him to do me the tie or not. He does the tie, he opens it every time. But he's doing the tie for me. Now I know, why I'll explain to you. I'm emotional sometimes. I don't know, my tie is not ready. I want to ask a bocher to do it. I do my tie for half a year. My meal is day rice. Yeah? Now I'm asking him to do this tie. He's doing for me a tie. It could be a lot of times not. A bocher comes to you. Please, you can make me a tie. You know how to do it nice. This bocher, because he knows that you know how to do it nice, the tie that you do for him, he's planning to keep. I got it. So long as he doesn't wear it every week. Only in fancy yontefs he wears it. And you did it mamish punklach. He's planning to put it like this in the closet now. So b'meli, you did a kesher for him for over 24 hours, for half a year? Lemoshel, the same thing you have, a lot of time you have kind of pajamas that come, that they have in the pants like a string. Dear, it's very motzui, mamish chilu Shabbos day reise. The Poskim Brown bring down this case. This string, normally you don't open and close every time. So don't mention on machen out. Oh, but the derech ha'olam is about you tie it and it stays like that. You flip it up and down. If I'm all you want, you mechazik it. Memele, this is made for over 24 hours. This is a meloche de'eraisa. So you're not allowed to do even a mat and a bowl in Shabbos. The place can bring it down. It's very motzi. A lot of times when you give it to a wash, then they open it. The mail, if you get it, you open it in Shabbos, it's a melacha de'oraisa. I'm just saying, I know that on some ties, some people tie it, that some ties, while if you pull the other way, the whole thing falls apart, it's not Melechus Kosher. Nisht Ale Rabbonim, I'm asking the Shmir Shabbos hold that it doesn't help. It's called a Niva Al Gabi Kesher. It's called a Niva Al Gabi Kesher. I'm saying again, Me'ikar Adin, it's not such a problem if it's not made for more from 7 days. Someone that makes a tie, yesh al milismoich. Especially some ties are not a kesher and it's not made for more from 7 days. Only people that really make it more from 7 days, they really have to be choishesh. On them, it's only a chumre. A lot of choshevim, they might be not to make the ties because of that in Shabbos. Let me get it's there one mistake. Koisha ba'oichli. See, don't koisha ba'oichli or not. A lot of time, a person takes a sour stick and he makes a nut. A licorice. He makes a nut. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Dover amotsui. Dover amotsui. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And there you have to know even one nut is kesher b'rei shachut. Yeah, it's like b'rei shachut. So maybe it's a kesher, what? Why is that a kesher woman? If you make it loose that it looks like a loop or something, it's not a problem. We speak that it's strong. Why not? Well, the tears, I'm saying, you have to know how to do it. If you pull from the edges a tear, if you close it, I checked it before. I checked, it doesn't tear. If the strong people, it's not strong people, every string when they pull it tears also. So everything is b'yachas, every little baby doesn't tear. That's nishnege. So the ma'aseh we have to know is the machlekes. The Gemara says that one of the Amiroim was going in the street. The Rambam was pshat why to gemi, because gemi is dvar ma'echol, ve'en kosher b'dovo shu dvar ma'echol. Und das ist steht in der Elmoyet. It's not clear why is no kosher exactly by Oichlim. Some people say it's because he has planning to eat it soon, so it's not immediately Iskayim. It's anyway planning to eat it all soon, it's not anyway planning to keep it like this. And as long as Eve is not Tzuivea by Oichlim, is no Mechatech by Oichlim, is no Memareach by Oichlim, Moshul. There's no mechatech. Ba'oichlim, the moshul, you're allowed to cut a cucumber, a tomato, nice slices. To cut wood nice, you're not allowed to in Shabbos. It's mechatech. To cut paper nice. Even if it's no isur kireya, but to make it straight, you're able to mechatech. But to cut vegetables, you're allowed to. The moshul, me'ikar hadin is no tzevea ba'oichlim. Sharatzion zog to be machmir in a te, but be a soldier, if a person wants to make petal in Shabbos. Me'ikar hadin is allowed to. Shnebura says that lekatchile you have to put first the petal and then the water, and not to call it the water when you put it in. Zlanish can tzevea ba'ichlim. Avim ikar adin it's mutter. Ala moshul memareach. Cream, you're not allowed to put on your hand. Abalam azogun, you have chant, and you want to make it straight. You're allowed to. The plate, you have to make the plate smooth. Someone has to serve chant. He wants it to look nice. So he makes it smooth. That's it, I'm saying claw. The marshal, to make scoops of the eggs, this you're not allowed to. This is melechas boine. To take a scooper and to make like the eggs with scoop, this is boine. So the shmir Shabbos kim choso and the kitzur shulchan aruch. The marshal, to give ice cream with a scooper in Shabbos, this is boine. So the shmir Shabbos and the kitzur shulchan aruch. So don't mention as hotness is mutter, but the shmir Shabbos kim choso passing that it's also it's a shayla from boine. A scooper, that's a half a circle, you go into the ice cream and you make a little scoop. You want to make the egg with the liver nicely. So you take a piece of leather and then you put it on top of it like a scoop. This is boina and Shabbos. This is awesome. As there is an under a makel in them. No, it's a Shabbos will makel in them. So the shaila is that this is one shita. There's no kosher, there's no tzivea ba'oichli. Aber lemaise, the biur aloch is as sidoyo koisha ba'ichli. The Biur Halacha zok asidoy yokoy shobar ichle. He brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chof Dalet. A person goes to a farm. When Azmani Mamolad happens, he goes to a farm and he wants to feed the animals in Shabbos. You have to know that's not so poshut. The Biur Halacha, you're not allowed to feed animals in Shabbos if they're not your animals. It's not so poshut bichlal. If you're like a cow, you want to give it a straw in Shabbos, it's not so poshut. But although it's your cow and you want to give it a straw, Zok the Ramah that if the straw has a knot, you're not allowed to undo the knot. It has like little holes. You want to put it in. You have like a bush of straws, and you want to give the cow, the giraffe, a little bit of straws. It doesn't pass through the hole. Zok the Ramah, you're not allowed to open the knots in Shabbos. Aye, it's food. Zok the Biur Halacha Shteidah, you're not allowed to kosher and matir and food. As another raya, in Simon Tovkuf Beites state, in the old days when they did stuffed chicken, they sold it together, that the food will not run out. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, in Yontef, you're allowed to tie the chicken together, because it's Tzarech Yontef, so Tzarech Yontef, you're allowed to do it. State Klod, if it's not Tzarech Yontef, it's Teufel. Are you sewing two parts of the chicken together? That's a Shidot Teufel Baruchu. Oh, you're asking, you're not using oichel to sew it. It doesn't make a difference. When you do mechatech, you're allowed to mechatech and oichlim. You're cutting with a knife or you're cutting with a carrot? You're cutting with a knife, the tomato. How are you doing memareach? With a knife, you're smoothing the chunk. So I'm kosher the food with a string. Here again, we're going, where's the kosher? In the string or in the food? So lemaisa, if a person legabi the sour sticks, if you don't do it very strong, so then it's not a meleches kosher. But if you make it strong, I'll tell you a mashal. One afkemina is a machlekes shmirah Shabbos kiil choso with orchis haShabbos. Some people took out a sefer orchis haShabbos, and they have a machlekes shmirah Shabbos kiil choso. A lot of people, they don't do double knots in the shoes. So what they do? A knot and a bow. But the problem is, in some shoes, it opens the whole time. So the answer is to do another double, another knot, another bow. A knot, bow. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. It's ke'ilu a double knot. It's ke'ilu a double knot. Or it's a Shabbos time, there's no shaykhis to double knot here. Because the Metzir says it's not a double knot. The Raya, if you pull the right one, all of the three fall down. Shmir Shabbos says it doesn't go like that. The same thing we said in the ties. Not everything that you pull falls apart. It's called that it's not a knot. So what you do if the Maisa is stuck and your shoe opens the whole time? Simchas Torah, you want to dance. So what you do is, you do the double knot a bit loose. It helps. Because till it opens, the other one stays. And I checked. So in Metzius it helps. Why? Because we had the option of Zalman that said that in a double knot, Be'etzem, Chaznish explained that it's only a minik. So Zalman said, like we said in the coats, if it's not so strong, or the marshal, and we said in the old tichos what they had, if it was not so strong, it's mutter. So here, again, we're speaking in a sveike derabonon. Because the kesher uman is only a derabonon. And the chazanish said that the ikar adin it's muta. But what we're mekabel to be machmir deramot. We have here a machlekesh mir Shabbos with orchis haShabbos. And then we're doing it not so strong. Mele b'chai gavne, we couldn't make it. Saying this alamol, you have to know, it was the same thing in the glile. Alamor, you have to know how to be mitzaref the shittas. So this is Be'etzem, the first chelek of Meleches Kosher. The sach mul Meleches Kosher. This is the first chelek. I wanted this to matzia lifnei the olam, the shaila that came up in the last couple of weeks. Legabe doing the tzitzis. Is a yud. Is here tonight in the Shira Punk. He came up with a new idea, saying, I myself don't know exactly how to say it, klo. But he came with an idea. He tied us like this. A lot of tzitzis today, people don't know how to do tzitzis. He went a lot of places. 1% is made by kosher people, and the rest is made by shvartas and goyim and all different zachen. There's no ashgocha in the tzitzis. Really, he wants that every person could fix his tzitzis on his own. Says Lamashal, Lamazalim here in Yeshiva Chodesh, someone outside sells, he could buy it good. A person buys a tzitzis, and after a couple of days, two strings tear. So he doesn't know what to do, nobody ever is kosher. You could see, you go around, sometimes it's bizarre to look at people's tzitzis. What they could do, every day they'll buy a new tzitzis. He wants to do, they just take a scissors, they cut off the tzitzis, and they take out of the packet what he has, and in 1 second the tzitzis is ready again. This is his eitzah. First I'll be masber. What is his yesod? His yesod is, be'etzem, he makes a tzitzis, the whole tzitzis is ready, but it's made on one side. It's made on one side. I'll show you how it goes. This looks divide like a normal tzitzis. This is a normal tzitzis. See, a normal piece of tzitzis. It's ready. It's made on a straw. This tzitzis is made on a straw. Everything is ready. It's 5 ksholim. It's krichas. Everything is ready. If we'll take out the straw, everything will be bottle mevutul. You take out the straw, everything will be bottle mevutul. You see, in a second, everything is bottom mevuto. If you take off the straw, I'll show you in a second how it goes. If you take off the straw, the whole thing is bottom mevuto. This is the metzius. The etzem, it's only holding on the straw. There's no kesher here, because it's made, if the both knots are made on one side of the string, it's not a knot. Here we have the same thing, the zelbezach with a straw. I'll take out the straw, I'll show you here. Here, if you take off the straw, so you have the tzitzis, this is the tzitzis batim. I think we'll have to stop here. We'll leave the metzias. But the shaila is, and this fakir, I want Adrabab. The shaila is that a person makes nuts. A person makes nuts that be'etzem all of the nuts, if you take out the straw, they're not holding the cloud. And when you put through the thing, all of the chutim become a kesher. And the shaila is when it's called a meleches kosher. In Shabbos, when you're bichayev, for doing the first part or the second part? Doing the first part or the second part? If we're doing the first part, so the mele, the first part was not done on the beged. If you bichayev doing the second part, so the mele, the person that is putting inside the chutim, he's called that he's doing the melacha medayraisa. So the Yisayda Shaila is Be'etzim, a person makes knots and strings, everything is on a straw. If you take out the straw, it doesn't have a kiyum. It doesn't have no kiyum. I'll try one more, maybe to explain it more clearly. Can't explain it. We come to contest the shaila, and the shaila is what they're asking now. All the gedolim is to down. What is meleches kosher? Doing a knot or making the knot combined together? The first part, doing the knot and the strings. This is the meleches kosher. Other and b'mele, if it's not a meleches kosher, so b'mele you take this thing, you put it in, and b'mele it was a meleches kosher. I hope it will be more clear, and I'll explain it.